KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Who heals? See, within this passage, in the text, Jesus was simply giving instructions on what to do with Simon's net. Here is Simon, who was a professional fisher. He was a man that fished all of his life. That's all he, if he didn't know anything else, Simon, he knew how to fish. But Jesus is in his boat, giving him instructions. Watch this. How is it that another man come on another man's property, come on another man's job, get into his property and tell him what to do on his job that he'd been doing for all of his life? They'll just be like some rookie from the street trying to come to tell me that's been around nearly 20 years what to do. Would that sit well with y'all? No, I'm gonna be honest. No, I don't play that, Daryl. No. But I've also learned this in life. Sometimes we have to just yield. Mama, sometimes we have to just yield. Family, we have to sometimes just yield to. I know we sometimes think we know it all, but look. I'm a witness. We don't know everything. We don't know it because watch this. A blessing can even come to you from a stranger. Some years ago, me and my brother was with my grandmother, and we was little bitty boys then. And we might have been 12 years of age at that time. We was with my grandmother. We was at Super 1 on MacArthur Drive. That was her favorite place the first week of every month to hit Super 1 up. And I knew when me and Brandon spent the night, I knew where we was going Saturday morning. Either we was going to call a taxi cab and get old John to call it in, or Grandma was going to make us walk a little while and go catch the city bus. It all depended on how me and Brandon behaved that Friday night. If she was going to punish us and make us walk all that way to go to the bus stop. And it was far at that time. See, now after when we stopped doing all that, when I started learning how to drive, I said, nah, they wouldn't put all these bus stops up. And Grandma used to make us walk way over there. But anyway, me and Brandon was in the store with Grandma, and back then, you know, Super 1 had those large brown paper bags. You know, everything's plastic now, but I remember those large brown paper bags, and the checker would check everything out, and we'll have to, you know, everything, the little counter rolls now, wasn't nothing rolling back then. We had to go pick it up and take it off the scan and walk it and put it in a brown bag and put it in a basket. And I remember after loading up grandmother's cart and getting ready to go hopefully on the payphone, hopefully call a cab, because I'm not trying to carry all these bags on nobody's bus. But I remember my brother seeing an elder Caucasian woman trying to put groceries into her cart, but she was struggling, trying to lift it up. And you know me, back then, I'm going to just be honest, I was just sitting there looking. I don't know who that is. I'm just watching the situation. But my elder brother went around me and went and helped that woman. Now, not knowing who that was, my grandma, oh, Lord have mercy. He looked at my brother, my older brother, and looked like she was just staring him down. Where you going, boy? And my brother just sat over to the elder Caucasian woman and bagged all her groceries up and put everything up. And next thing you know, that old woman went to her pocket and book and gave my brother an honorarium. Now, my brother didn't know this woman whatsoever, but because my brother yielded to what the Holy Spirit was saying, he got a reward from somebody he did not know. And I'm just trying to tell somebody, thank you, Peter. You have to yield to what the Lord is trying to say, because you never know when your blessing is going to come from. Now, Peter, Simon Peter, he explains here in the text, Lord, we've been working hard all night long and we've caught nothing. Now, this brother could have easily came up with all kind of excuses of why he really could not go on, but he said something that got my attention. He said, okay, at your word, I will let down the net. Somebody shout, at your word. It was that when he said, at your word, he was showing that he had a sign of faith and trust and confidence from the master, which was Jesus, that was giving the command. Brothers and sisters, I've learned this. If we don't do anything else in life, the least we ought to be able to do is learn how to practice obedience. And I've learned that it is your obedience that will bless your life tremendously. When your best isn't good enough, do this thing. Wait for his word. Wait for his word. And you tried to do this and do that and nothing happened. Baby, maybe it wasn't time for you to go that route yet. But oh, when his word arrives on the scene, then and only then you will understand why you've been having confidence all of these moments. It was at his word, at his word, at his word. Think about it. It was at the word of God. God took, reached back into nothing, grabbed nothing, made something, took something, made all of us up in here today. If he's that strong, if he's that mighty, if he's that wonderful, that magnificent, I'm sure he'll be able to bless you real good. And now I know, and I've already said, we're not perfect people. We're just trying to get things together. And I've learned if we can just depend on him, then and only then we will be able to accomplish those things that we think that we cannot accomplish, the things that we think that are impossible to handle. And so it is within Luke chapter 5, and I'm almost finished. At first, they didn't catch anything. Peter was upset. He was discouraged. He didn't know what to do. He thought it was all over. But then at his period in his life, he was trying to make. But then that's when the comma came. The comma says it's going to be a story after this moment. But that's when Jesus came up. And when Jesus showed up, he really showed out in the boat of Peter, because they ended up catching so many up fish, they had to call for a little backup. And that's when you think it's over, and when you learn how to be obedient and you remain confident in the Lord, that's when God started working on your behalf. And I got good news for somebody. I know he did it for Simon, and I know he is still working in somebody's life. The miracle, watch this now, the miracle only transpired when Simon obeyed the master's call. And I'm looking for some of y'all, at least three of y'all, to just obey what he got to say. Obey what he's telling you. Move by what he's telling you. Walk. You have no reason to walk with your head down. Pastor Boone said, ain't nothing you want downstairs. So when I'm going to walk, even when I'm going through, I'm going to remain confident because I know somebody is on my boat. Folk will lie and they'll say anything to you, but it's his word, y'all. And guess what? I don't get my blessings on what other people got to say about me. I can, matter of fact, I'm going to keep it real to you. I could care less what folk got to say about Rodney Cardell Jones, because I know they're not the one that woke me up this morning. They're not the ones that crossed me over into where I am right now. They are not the ones that have filled my life with multitudes of blessings. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can dare go sit down. That's what you can do. I'm like, yeah, I can do. Yeah, okay, cool. But God, he can do everything for me. And I've learned this, and this is it. This is my closing. But learn how to do this. Listen to his voice. Don't ignore what he has to say, even though you feel like it's not going to help you, like it's you're going to put you out of your comfort level. That's the problem with so many folk now, especially those of us that are caught up in tradition. We are too comfortable. Being comfortable all the time is not good enough for you. That means you don't want God to bring you to a higher bracket in your life because you are so comfortable being down here. Look, I don't want to be comfortable. I'm always looking for some type of elevation in the Lord, regardless of the people here in the text, Simon and his crew, regardless of them in the boat feeling discouraged and feeling broke after catching nothing, they obeyed, and when they obeyed, that's when Jesus just had a fist party on the boat. Regardless, see, when your best is not good enough and your situation is upside down. I'm looking at about five of y'all who've had some bad days. Hello, somebody. We're not perfect. We've had some rough moments. But it's when your situation is not good enough, that's when you can get into your prayer closet. That's when you can listen to this voice. And then that's when you can be guided by his wonderful spirit. And if there is not good enough, I've learned this. Pastor Boos used to always say, look, I know you're a young boy and you're going to go through things, but don't worry about what they say. I want you to think of something, and I've been doing it ever since. When you think about what you're about to deal with, think about what happened 40 and two generations ago. That's when Jesus, my Lord and Savior, hung, bled, and died for my sins and yours. But how many of y'all glad that that's not how the story ended? Because it was early. It was bright early. One Friday, one Sunday. That's when he got it with all power in his hands. The older folk used to say, those deaconess that used to sit right here, so the Collins and all of them, it wasn't little power. It was all power. Yeah, it was all power. That means he got a power to look out for you today. When your best isn't good enough, stay in the boat because you're going to have some good company. Now, I don't know if there's a struggle here in the house on today. But if there is somebody here that's wanting to leave the boat and wanting to get discouraged because of how things are looking, I'm asking you now to come on and allow Jesus to take care of everything. This is the invitation. Now, I know tradition says.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.